Good evening. My name is Gary. I'm calling from customer support. How may I help you?
I just talked to someone that I could barely understand, okay? I have a checking account. I have three charges on it that I don't believe I made.
Okay.
She's telling me they come from, she has no idea what the product is. And that, I'm sorry.
Oh, you know, no, ma'am, you can keep going.
If you can't tell me what the product is, then that's pretty shady, in my opinion. Okay? Every other one I can call and they can tell me what it is. Jewelry, furniture, house, car insurance. I have three charges. And it looks like there's one on, $11.3 for $67.32. There's another one on $12.5 for the same amount. As she said, it's a subscription. Okay, to what?
Okay, give me one second while this computer comes up. What we are, we're a call center and we take customer complaints from like 100 different online stores. So
You're crazy. That's too
whenever,
much. Doesn't it make you sick to your stomach?
it's
I'm
pretty
sorry.
complicated because I mean, it's all different kind of things, but
I know.
it's
But
can
I
I
should be able to identify what this money was taken out of my account for.
Yes,
If you can't
ma'am.
tell me that, to me, that's shady.
Yes, ma'am. I will do my best to find out
All
who's
right.
doing that.
I'm
Can I
sorry.
have? Can you have? Oh, there's no problem. Can you
Tell
have your
me.
first name?
Donna, Donna.
Donna. Okay. And may I have? Hold up here. Can I have your zip code?
46237.
46237. Is your last name Moore?
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, okay. Give me okay, and your address is 5759 Overcrest Drive
That's
in
me. That's me. Yep.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Okay, give me one second while he pulls this up so I can see exactly
Say that
who is it.
again.
Give me one second while my computer loads up and so I
All
can
right.
see who it is that's charging and what is it for.
Okay.
Because these sometimes people get. I've heard of people taking surveys at Walmart or Home Depot and getting
I
in
don't do
stuff.
that. I'm 74 years old. I work for the police department. Okay? I do not create opportunities for people to dip into my money.
Let's see here.
Trust me.
Hurry up, you slow thing. Okay, I see these charges you're talking about. $39.99.
No, I'm talking about 6732.
Okay, I see this one. December 4th.
December, I've got December 5th and November 3rd.
Okay, yes, I see them. All of mine are a day behind.
Right.
Okay, let me just click on that and tell you exactly what it was for. Okay, when would all of this have got set into? Okay. What is this date? On October 28th, something about a tactical bag. I don't know if they told you they would ship one or if you won one,
I don't do that.
but
My very first online purchase was this year for Christmas from Harry and David's Fruit. Never ever have I bought anything until this year.
and that $5.75, I mean $5.74,
I got that. That's
that
another
is
charge.
That is currently why you are seeing that 6732.
What's the 574 for?
It says for a tactical bag, it's a sweepstakes.
A what?
A sweepstakes for a tactical
no,
bag.
No, 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 no.
And that is why you are seeing this.
Okay.
These fees every month.
Okay.
That whoever that is, they put you into a sweepstakes to win.
And they start charging me $67 every month.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
that is why.
Those are not my charges. I want them reversed.
Let's see here. Okay, I'm sure somebody has canceled you out of that account.
No, they haven't. I'm still getting charges, and I don't have my money back.
Let's see. Okay, the last charge I see from that went through would be December the 4th. For the 6732, and then another one on November the 2nd for 6732.
Yeah.
But yes, ma'am, it appears let me check and see. It appears that, yes, ma'am, the account was canceled on December the 30th. I see someone called and got it canceled.
I called and talked to another woman. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to the bank tomorrow because I went to the bank today. And she said, go ahead and call and see what it is. Well, right away it shaded to me because this woman said to me, you know, this is a call center. I understand a call center. Okay? I work in one for 7 different law enforcement agencies. Okay? I've seen all these scams and fraud and crap. I don't do this crap. I don't do any sweepstakes. And I think people that do them are idiots. And the online crap. Oh, boy. I'm mad. I'm not mad at you.
Oh,
and
no,
then
I understand.
She couldn't explain anything to me. I said, you really think I should pay for something? I don't know what it is.
No.
Well, it's a subscription. Yeah, I know that. What's it for?
It was
Am I
for...
subscribing to a...
It is for a... It's basically you paying that fee every month to have a chance to win something. It's not like they're going to send you something. It's
You're
just,
the sweetest man I've ever talked to.
It's
a chance to win.
Yes,
a sweepstakes.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's what it's just a chance to win.
And you don't think that's shady?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I have 2 kids that are lawyers, and I'm going to find out what more I can do about this because that is shady.
And that's how they...
To win a sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's nice.
And that's usually how they... It starts sometimes... Some people call in saying... Like maybe Walmart has sent them something and like you can win a stun gun for $8 and they say all you have to pay is shipping and then next thing you know, you got these bills coming every month. So
I know.
It's,
and then this woman I talked to, I asked her if there was anyone there that didn't have an accent. Could I talk to someone that didn't? She said, no, there's no one here.
Huh, that must not have been our call center because we don't have...
Hi, I called right before I called you. Same phone number.
They must have put you through to a different... We don't have...
She said, well, I speak very clear. I said, for you, but not for me. I don't understand what you're saying.
Did she sound Hispanic or just a deep southern accent?
I'm not sure, honey.
I was going to say,
I speak to people all day long. Asian, Eastern, you know, Saudi Arabian, all that, Mexican, the whole thing. I don't know what it was. I just know it's the normal way of speaking if English is a second language.
Yes,
but on
ma'am.
The phone, it's hard to understand it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have no idea who that would be.
All right.
But, yes, ma'am, that's how all that got set in the play.
I got it now. I got it. I'm happy to know this. I am going to notify the Attorney General, and I am going to talk to a lawyer, and I am going to the bank tomorrow and have these charges canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
And the money put back in my account.
Yes, ma'am. That would be the best
thing. That's a lot of money. I'm not rich.
No, that coming out like that, it just matters. Jesus
Christ. Oh, you have been very, very helpful.
Yes, ma'am. But yes, ma'am, that's why it happens. I have to go back and find like when it all starts, because a lot of times it doesn't start like
bag
right
an
away.
Opportunity to win a free.
Yes,
and do
ma'am.
You have a name or an operator number?
Well, my name is Gary. I don't have an extension, but my name is Gary, Gary.
Okay.
And yes, ma'am.
Because I certainly would like to give you the, what you deserve for being so helpful and in less time.
Oh, no, ma'am. I just be trying to be honest with folks because I work for my money.
You know, if I said to you, do you have anybody that speaks Mexican? By federal law, you have to provide that to me.
Yes,
did you
ma'am.
Know that? But I asked her, do you have anybody that speaks American? No. Well, you don't have to provide that. Not required. I'm furious.
I wondered if that same number you call send you to a different call center, because we have nobody here that speaks.
With an accent.
Unless somebody came in later on that speaks. I don't know.
Where are you?
We are in Alabama.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you very much for helping me.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome.
Have a good evening.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great evening, too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.